How does it feel to know that you and Sam Raimi and everybody involved with the original creation of the films and the franchise itself have been so influential to pop culture that it's even referenced in other movies and TV shows and even video games?
Well, it's not like we're Star Wars, though. People that movies have never really hit that level of pop culture. We've always been very culty, sort of cult movie-ish. So our fans have been not enormous in size, but they have been very good in their loyalty. So we're very grateful for that, and that they're really responsible for putting this back on the map.
I got you. And even then, it's like, you guys still get referenced in like major video games like Resident Evil and certain, whenever someone seems to use the term groovy, we all seem to relate it back to the Evil Dead franchise.
We want to claim that because, Groovy was all very 1960s. But so we want to claim it from about 1986 on.
So has it ever been exhausting taking on the role of Ash?
It's always exhausting. It's nothing but exhausting. That's a rhetorical question. Yeah, it's harder every year to play Ash, but that's okay. That's his job. His job is to get beat up and run through the mud and the blood and the glass and come out the other side as the hero, theoretically.
What would you say is pretty much the most difficult part of making the show?
All the physical stuff. It's what my wife calls the poopy diaper syndrome. That I'm sitting around in dirty, bloody, sticky clothes all day with plastic on the furniture in my trailer in dark, wet, damp, gross set doing gross shit all day. And it sometimes puts you in a little funky-ass mood. So it's the poopy diaper syndrome. That's probably the worst part of it.
Since you mentioned your wife, what did she think about you at when you first took back on the role of playing Ash?
My wife worked on Army of Darkness. She was the costume designer for that movie. So we were laughing because Army of Darkness was such a nightmare for both of us to make as a movie. We're sort of looking at each other going, wow, we're really going back into this again? So we have a lot of inside information that we laugh about.
Do you mind, in any way, just touching on what made it a nightmare to work on?
A nightmare? It's in my book. It's in my first book. I mean, it was it went over budget. They took the movie away. They recut it. The thing wasn't really released. Didn't make any money. So, it was sort of, and it killed the franchise. What people don't realize, people think, oh, Evil Dead, yeah, it was so, oh, it's so popular. Bullshit. That thing was dead as a doornail in 1993. Dead. That thing died on arrival. And I've starred in one studio finance motion picture, and that was Army of Darkness, and I've never started in another one since because it basically, because it performed so poorly. I love the fact that people like that movie now. It's sort of considered it was on American Movie Classics, for God's sake.
Yep.
But it's, I'm glad people have a good memory because my wife and I don't.
Well, I guess that's what counts, that the fans happen to love it and help boost
Well,
the franchise.
Not to mention the physicality of that shoot. It was the longest, most grueling shoot of anything I've ever been a part of.
I got you. I got you.
But the theory is that if a movie is easy to make, it's hard to watch. That's my theory.
Well, the show itself plays extremely well off of, capturing the essence of the original films, and it's very organic. It's just able to just capture the mixture of intensity and comedy. And how do you guys feel about that? It's been able to translate that way.
Well, we've always sort of done that, starting with about Evil Dead 2. We've tried to inject a little bit of humor into it, just a little more like slapstick, You get a little, you got plenty of horror, but you can laugh a little bit at the same time. But I've never liked that put your dick in a vice kind of horror. Like, I'm not a big fan of torture porn. That phase of horror that I feel is very just lousy filmmaking. I like it when sometimes you can wink at the audience a little bit of like, hey man, we're just dicking around here. And even with horror, it's like, no reason why you got to take that all serious. There's plenty of horror comes in every shade.
You're right. So, without spoiling anything, of course, is there anything in this new season that you think the fans might be looking forward to or find surprising or anything like that?
They're going to be very surprised the last two episodes. We're hoping that they will be not only surprised, they will be stunned. This is meant to stun people this season. This is not another generic, random season. By the end of the season, nothing will ever be the same. So, massive changes. More of Vash's mythology as well. Getting into a little bit of his journey, is because he is a foretold character. And then the other characters will evolve as well. Pablo and Kelly, they have their own little journeys to go on, both together and separately. So I think it's a hot shit season.
That's good, because it always seems to be expanding after the first season and developing the character relationships and mixing in new things and mixing. Mm-hmm. So that sounds pretty cool. Shortly before the release of the first season, I did a conference call interview with you, and you had mentioned that, the first film, y'all were just hoping to get it done, because it took so long to get done, and now I'm saying this, like, three films later, three TV seasons later, it's like, looking back on it, how do you feel about all the adversity that you guys went through and everything like that?
Well, it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, The Evil Dead movie got us into the film business. And we were able to sort of go back to it in times of need or in times of opportunity. And the fans of Bozeman are there to support it. So I don't want to ever bitterly look back on the Evil Dead movies. They got us going. They got us in the business. And, fans clamored enough for it that we're able to torment Stars, which is a great partner. And this is what fans need to understand. They need to reward Stars because if you want an unrated TV show, you're not going to find it on cable. You're not going to find it on, ABC. This is an unrestricted content. And so for the real Evil Dead hardcore fans, this is unrestricted. They got to reward that. It's going to cost them. You don't get that shit for free. Everyone's complaining, oh, it's not on Netflix. How do I find it? You can find the show, but you got to pay for it. It's just you pay for custom entertainment, and you're paying for is the unrestricted content. You want cheap entertainment? Go fine, buy a bundle cable bundle. You want exactly what you want? You gotta kind of pay for it. This is what the fans have got to realize. They're gonna get to our show, like they're gonna. A lot of them waited until it got to Netflix. But what fans have got to understand, you want to keep the show on the air, you have to put money in the pockets of the company that makes the show. It's just that simple. And if you don't, they will take us off the air. That's my rant of the day.
Well, it's a pretty solid point, so.
It is. That people, they want stuff for, people are like, I'll watch your show when it gets to my platform. I'm like, dude, it may be gone by the time it gets to your platform.
Can you just touch on the freedom that they allow you guys to really express everything that you want to express and the vision that you guys want to create?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. When you allow actors to swear, all they want to do is swear. So we've actually had to figure out, within the characters of the show, who would swear, what type of swear words would they use, when would they swear. Ash is like old-fashioned swearing. Pablo swears when he's scared. Kelly just swears because she has a foul mouth. Stuff like that. So you actually have to manage your own freedom. Just because we can have Ash get his head pulled up a cadaver's butt in season two doesn't mean we need to do it every episode. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about it is, we can. You don't really have to submit a script and get something approved by some standards and practices of... when I did the TV show... The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., you couldn't even point a gun at a guy's head. You had to point it at his body. Talk about restricting your content. I'm like, wow. So Stars is a great partner. I hope fans reward that.